wanted to highlight a few recent pieces we put out, just covering the options for international investing. So firstly, there was a piece out on the 26th of April where we looked at the unique opportunity, obviously, that COVID-19 provides to gain a bit more exposure to some of the world's biggest and most well-capitalized businesses. So names such as Microsoft, Visa, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Tencent, Alibaba. Interestingly, a lot of these names, other than Alibaba and Tencent, you can actually access by Chi-X, so directly on market here. We also explained that in the piece, which really illuminates the hassle of having to buy that overseas, dealing with forex, et cetera. So good, easy piece to get in front of your clients, very retail-friendly. The other alternative, look at ETF securities, Bang Plus Index, which really provides a simple ETF exposure to many of these powerful technology names. So I like the names I just mentioned, but including the likes of Netflix and Telstra and Tesla as well. So we've got ETF securities coming in also on Wednesday just to talk through their products as well as give an update on the ETF market and how that's playing out. So if you've got any interest in that, have a look at the meeting this Wednesday. Secondly, last Thursday we sent out an email just looking at the results, some of these names that we picked out in that report that I talked about. So they're Morningstar Notes, just in the midst of their Q1 results, in the midst of COVID-19, essentially. Two notable companies that we talked about there specifically were Alphabet and Alibaba, which is also on the Morningstar Best Global Ideas list. Alibaba actually reports this Friday, so, you know, all the data sort of suggests that parcel volumes have really returned with quite a bang in China. So in March, parcel volumes were up 23%, and that was close to its pre-pandemic level of 25%. And then the recent online shopping festival, which is their May Day festival, ran from April 28th to May the 10th, which saw parcels up actually over 40% over the prior corresponding period. So very interesting to just to see how China's sort of coming out of this COVID-19 crisis. The other one we just highlighted was Alphabet. So their results beat consensus comfortably on revenue and EBIT, and just shows that their revenue diversification with cloud as well as YouTube really starting to play out. The firm also mentioned that in April, consumer behaviour is changing a little bit, possibly tilting more in favour of consumption, but definitely picking up. So that's quite interesting and quite encouraging there. And I also looked at an interesting report by Oxford Metrica recently, just looking at international markets and how they performed over the past decade in US dollar terms. So the annualized return of the Aussie market over the past decade was just actually shy of 1%, 0.87% annualized. So we ranked 33 globally. Now, a lot of that was to do with, obviously, the weaker Aussie dollar, but we saw our cousins across the ditch in the Kiwi market, they actually placed first at 4.7% annualized return. Now, not saying that we can't do better this next decade, but I think what it highlights to me is the need for much broader international exposure. You know, many of us use foreign-made smartphones, vehicles, apps, widgets. You look at your phone, a lot of those are sort of owned by overseas companies. So, I mean, having a portfolio of purely domestic-only stocks, I think when the ASX makes up about 3% of global market cap, I think it's a little bit out of skew. And we heard from Vince there, where he boosted up his holdings of international from 25 to 35%. So certainly sees a lot more opportunities outside. So as I said, many of these companies have been able to withstand COVID-19. So I think it's a good opportunity to at least start looking at more international investing, particularly if we do see a bit more volatility, which we expect in the near term.